Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Who's going to talk to who? That seems to be the story of the day across the papers, the broadsheets in particular. Here at home this morning, of course, the election. Well, it's a week ago tomorrow since we went to the polls. Just a quick look at some of the headlines today. The Irish Independent, back me to shut out Sinn Féin, Martin urges Fine Gael. The Irish Times headline this morning, Sinn Féin's coalition hopes fade as Fianna Fáil backs Martin. And Examiner goes with Fine Gael, no support for Fianna Fáil to govern alone. If you're just joining us this morning, the prospect of a new government being formed now in the near future receded last night because Fianna Fáil deputies endorsed their party leader Micheál Martin's refusal to discuss a coalition government with Sinn Féin. And according to the Irish Times, privately though, many Fianna Fáil TDs concede though that this is likely to lead to coalition discussions now with Fine Gael. But of course, Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin party leader, said that any such grand coalition would be a slap in the face for the electorate, which she says voted for change. And Fianna Fáil TDs agreed that Micheál Martin should now pursue talks with other parties, though several senior party sources said any substantive discussions with Fine Gael were more unlikely to happen for some time. And there's been no formal contact between the two parties. Instead, Micheál Martin's to open talks with the smaller parties and independents. And last night he held also a preliminary meeting with the Social Democrat leadership. There's lots on that story, analysis, commentary, various different scenarios that might unfold, all inside the broadsheets today. We'll have more details on that story though coming up here on Breakfast Briefing in around 12 minutes time. Just a quick look at the tabloids this morning though. Look, it's also the story across the tabloids as well today. The Daily Mail goes with double blow for Mary Lou, that's their headline. The Mirror this morning, Fianna Fáil not in love with Lou, as in Mary Lou. Valentine's fallout is the headline. Micheál Martin rules out coalition with Sinn Féin after historic election, says the Mirror, and a photograph of a broken heart as well in the front of it. But the Herald, the Star and the Sun all lead with a story from yesterday. It was the funeral of Keane Mulready Woods in Drogheda. I thought incredible comments, strong comments from the priest who presided over the ceremony, Father Phil Gaffney. Lots of his commentary and comments also two mourners quoted in the front of the paper. This is the funeral of the 17-year-old. He hit out at the killers, who he said he took it upon themselves to be the judge, the jury and executioner. He went on to say what arrogance, what appalling wickedness and evil. And he told mourners at the church, the Holy Family in Drogheda, that Keane Mulready Wood, who was killed and dismembered in a house in Drogheda in January, he called now for an end to the violence. And there's lots more of his comments, that they're the comments of Father Phil Gaffney, across all of the papers and the broadsheets too today. To some of the other stories though that you'll be talking about this morning, the front page of The Independent: student fury as colleges raise rents by a maximum allowed 4%. Students now facing higher accommodation costs from this coming September, and it's because universities raise the rents for on-campus residents by the maximum 4%, or very close to it in some cases. And the cap was applied to student apartments last August to try and ensure that rent predictably in the sector, in the same way as it does in rent pressure zones, that it would be applied. Now, the campus accommodation rates for 2020 to 2021 are now finalised. Most universities have also confirmed increases hitting the legal limit, but it sparked a furious reaction among the student leaders. The Union of Students of Ireland, which represents the student body, their president Lorna Fitzpatrick, quoted in the front of the Irish Independent this morning, said it's extremely concerning that students are already choosing between eating dinners and paying bills. She said that a further increase by the institutions is really worrying for students and their families. They're struggling under severe financial pressure. We've the highest fees in the EU and now spiralling rents. All seven traditional universities provide on-campus housing, and five have confirmed rents will rise this coming September. Inside the Irish Independent as well this morning, they have a cost of living on campus graph of all of the different colleges and universities across the country. And just by way of examples, like one particular university, they offer a double en-suite room for the college term, €7,317. A single ensuite room, 7,135. A double ensuite, do students need double ensuite rooms? I don't know, €7,317. You can let us know your view on that story this morning. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be hearing about today. You heard Kieran mention it there a few moments ago. Dennis, he's on the way. There's a flood risk now, warning because of Storm Dennis to wreak havoc this weekend. Met Éireann's preparing to issue further weather warnings because the storm, which will pass by Ireland from Iceland, it's going to bring wet and windy day tomorrow. There'll be strong southwesterly winds and widespread heavy rain as well, bringing a risk of flooding in parts. Valerie Waters, who's a forecaster for the Meteorological Service, warned the possibility of heavy rain and also wind. And coastal areas, particularly in Connacht and Munster especially, we've been told you can expect up to 70 millimetres of rain between today and also on Monday morning. And the rest of the country will experience heavy rain with falls of between 30 to 40 millimetres, some of it falling as sleet or snow. That'll happen tomorrow or on Sunday night. Also on the front of the Irish Times this morning, the HSE's plea for funds to pay for newly available drugs rejected. The paper's industry correspondent Martin Wall writing this morning that the government has rejected a last-minute plea by the HSE to the board for up to €20 million in special funds for newly available drugs and medicines this year. And the Department of Health told the HSE board that no additional money was available and the costs involved would have to be met from savings. And the HSE said yesterday, according to the Irish Times, that applications for new drugs that would mean extra costs were being considered in the context of savings from initiatives such as switching from branded products to generic and biosimilar medicines. And it said new drugs that were budget neutral or would lead to net savings were being routinely approved. And there's more on that story, front page of the Irish Times today. Also in the Irish Independent this morning, the Phoenix Park gates say that they will be restored for €825,000. This is the refurbishment of the famous Phoenix Park gates, which were removed back in advance of the visit of the Pope Francis, and it's due to cost €825,000. The Office of Public Works, which commissioned the work, is hoping that they'll be rehung by the end of this year, with the restoration now expected to be completed in September. And the records obtained following a Freedom of Information request show refurbishment of the eight pairs of gates will cost €726,000. Excluding VAT of 13.5%. A few of the other interesting stories online and in the papers as well this morning. Inside the Independent as well today, Trinity Research to mend a broken heart. Now, this is to literally mend a broken heart. The paper's health correspondent, Eilish O'Regan, writing that researchers believe they've made an important step towards inventing a patch that could mend a broken heart. And bioengineers from Trinity College in Dublin have developed this prototype that does the same job as crucial aspects of heart tissue. And their patch withstands the mechanical demands and mimics the electrical signal properties that enable our hearts to pump blood around your body. Their work essentially takes us one step closer to a functional design that could mend a broken heart, said a spokesperson. And one in six men and one in seven women in the EU will suffer a heart attack at some point in their lives. And there's more on that story inside the Irish Independent this morning. Also in some of the papers as well today, the Irish Times, people with 10 or more sexual partners have heightened risk of cancer. Paul Cullen writing today that people who have had 10 or more sexual partners during their lifetime are at a heightened risk of being diagnosed with cancer, according to new research. And women with a higher number of sexual partners have heightened odds of reporting a limiting long-term health condition. This is the study by English researchers. Women who had 10 or more sexual partners were almost twice as likely as women with no or one sexual partner to have been diagnosed with cancer, they found. And among men, those with a higher number of sexual partners were 69% more likely to have the disease. The study was published in the British Medical Journal, the Sexual and Reproductive Health, and it drew on information from almost 6,000 respondents. We'll just take one final story, though, for this morning, because many of you are probably on the road in your car and you'll be looking for somewhere to park when you get into work. But according to a new survey in the Daily Mirror this morning, we spend around 17 days of our lives and clock up 2,127 miles trying to find car parking spaces. Two-thirds of people rate taking up the two spaces as one of the top things that annoys them. According to this survey, a quarter of us row with partners and friends over parking. One in five people row with strangers over parking spots. And one in ten fight with their neighbour about it. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.